Arabian Stories, narrated by Jonathan Waite. Persevere and prosper. He that seeketh shall find, and to him that knocketh shall be opened, says an old Arab proverb. I will try that, said a youth one day. To carry out his intention, he journeyed to Baghdad, where he presented himself before the vizier. Lord, said he, for many years I have lived a quiet and solitary life, the monotony of which wearies me. I have never permitted myself earnestly to will anything. But as my teacher daily repeated to me, He that seeketh shall find, and to him that knocketh shall be opened. So have I now come to the resolution with might and heart to will, and the resolution of my will is nothing less than to have the Caliph's daughter for my wife. The vizier thought the poor man was mad, and told him to call again some other time. Perseveringly he daily returned, and never felt disconcerted at the same often repeated answer. One day the Caliph called on the vizier, as the youth was repeating his statement. Full of astonishment, the Caliph listened to the strange demand, and being in no humor for having the poor youth's head taken off, but on the contrary being rather inclined for pleasantry, his mightiness condescendingly said, For the great, the wise, or the brave, to request a princess for wife is a moderate demand. But what are your claims? To be the possessor of my daughter, you must distinguish yourself by one of these attributes, or else by some great undertaking. Ages ago a carbuncle of inestimable value was lost in the Tigris. He who finds it shall have the hand of my daughter. The youth, satisfied with the promise of the Caliph, went to the shores of the Tigris. With a small vessel he went every morning to the river, scooping out the water and throwing it on the land. And, after having for hours thus employed himself, he knelt down and prayed. The fishes became at last uneasy at his perseverance, and being fearful that, in the course of time, he might exhaust the waters, they assembled in great council. "What is the purpose of this man?" demanded the monarch of the fishes. "The possession of the carbuncle that lies buried in the bottom of the Tigris," was the reply. "I advise you, then," said the aged monarch, "to give it up to him, for if he has the steady will and is positively resolved to find it, he will work until he has drained the last drop of water from the Tigris, rather than deviate a hair's breadth from his purpose." The fishes, out of fear, threw the carbuncle into the vessel of the youth, and the latter, as a reward, received the daughter of the Caliph for his wife. He who earnestly wills can do much. Arabian Stories, narrated by Jonathan Waite. The Story of Caliph Stork. Caliph Charid of Baghdad was reclining on his divan one pleasant afternoon, smoking his long pipe and sipping coffee from a handsome dish which a slave was holding for him, when his grand vizier, Mansour, entered and told him of a peddler in the court below whose wares might interest him. The Caliph, being in an affable state of mind, summoned the peddler who, delighted with the opportunity, displayed all the treasures of his pack. There were pearls, rings, silks, and many other rich things. The Caliph selected something for himself, a handsome present for the vizier, and another for the vizier's wife. Just as the peddler was putting the things back into his box, the Caliph noticed a small drawer and asked what it contained. "Only something of no value, which I picked up in a street of Mecca," the peddler replied. He thereupon opened the drawer and showed the Caliph a small box, containing a black powder and a scroll written in characters which neither the Caliph nor his grand vizier could make out. The Caliph immediately decided that he wanted this strange scroll, and the peddler was persuaded to part with it for a trifle. Then the vizier was asked to find someone to decipher its meaning. Near the mosque lived a man called Selim, who was so learned that he knew every language in the world. When the vizier brought him to interpret the scroll, the Caliph said to him, "They tell me that you are a scholar and can read all languages. If you can decipher what is written here, I shall know that it is true and will give you a robe of honor. But if you fail, I shall have you punished with many strokes because you are falsely named." Selim prostrated himself at the feet of the Caliph and then took the scroll. He had not looked at it long when he exclaimed, "My lord and master, I hope to die if this is not Latin."
Well, if so...